Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas. Building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet. Cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a family moved to Napa and created one of the largest private wineries in the world.
As artificial intelligence advances, here are five tough projects for 2018 by Tom Simonite. For all the hype about killer robots, 2017 saw some notable strides in artificial intelligence. A bot called Labradus outbluffed poker kingpins, for example. Out in the real world, machine learning is being put to use improving farming and widening access to healthcare. But have you talked to Siri or Alexa recently? Then you'll know that despite the hype and worried billionaires, there are many things that artificial intelligence still can't do or understand. Here are five thorny problems that experts will be bending their brains against next year. The meaning of our words. Machines are better than ever at working with text and language. Facebook can read out a description of images for visually impaired people. Google does a decent job of suggesting terse replies to emails. Yet software still can't really understand the meaning of our words and the ideas we share with them. We're able to take concepts we've learned and combine them in different ways and apply them in new situations, says Melanie Mitchell, a professor at Portland State University. These AI and machine learning systems are not. Mitchell describes today's software as stuck behind what mathematician Giancarlo Rota called the barrier of meaning. Some leading AI research teams are trying to figure out how to clamber over it. One strand of that work aims to give machines the kind of grounding in common sense and the physical world that underpins our own thinking. Facebook researchers are trying to teach software to understand reality by watching video, for example. Others are working on mimicking what we can do with that knowledge about the world. Google has been tinkering with software that tries to learn metaphors. Mitchell has experimented with systems that interpret what's happening in photos using analogies and a store of concepts about the world. The reality gap impeding the robot revolution. Robot hardware has gotten pretty good. You can buy a palm-sized drone with HD camera for $500. Machines that haul boxes and walk on two legs have improved also. Why are we not all surrounded by bustling mechanical helpers? Today's robots lack the brains to match their sophisticated brawn. Getting a robot to do anything requires specific programming for a particular task. They can learn operations like grasping objects from repeated trials and errors, but the process is relatively slow. One promising shortcut is to have robots train in virtual simulated worlds and then download that hard-won knowledge into physical robot bodies. Yet that approach is afflicted by the reality gap, a phrase describing how skills a robot learned in simulation do not always work when transferred to a machine in the physical world. The reality gap is narrowing. In October, Google reported promising results in experiments where simulated and real robot arms learned to pick up diverse objects, including tape dispensers, toys, and combs. Further progress is important to the hopes of people working on autonomous vehicles. Companies in the race to roboticize driving deploy virtual cars on simulated streets to reduce the time and money spent testing in real traffic and road conditions. Chris Urmson, CEO of autonomous driving startup Aurora, says making virtual testing more applicable to real vehicles is one of his team's priorities. It'll be neat to see over the next year or so how we can leverage that to accelerate learning, says Urmson, who previously led Google parent Alphabet's autonomous car project. Guarding against AI hacking. The software that runs our electrical grids, security cameras, and cell phones is plagued by security flaws. We shouldn't expect software for self-driving cars and domestic robots to be any different. It may, in fact, be worse. There's evidence that the complexity of machine learning software introduces new avenues of attack. Researchers showed this year that you can hide a secret trigger inside a machine learning system that causes it to flip into evil mode at the sight of a particular signal. The team at NYU devised a street sign recognition system that functioned normally, unless it saw a yellow post-it. Attaching one of the sticky notes to a stop sign in Brooklyn caused the system to report the sign as a speed limit. The potential for such tricks might pose problems for self-driving cars. The threat is considered serious enough that researchers at the world's most prominent machine learning conference convened a one-day workshop on the threat of machine deception earlier this month. Researchers discussed fiendish tricks like how to generate handwritten digits that look normal to humans but appear as something different to software. What you see as a 2, for example, a machine vision system would see as a 3. Researchers also discussed possible defenses against such attacks and worried about AI being used to fool humans. Tim Wang, who organized the workshop, predicted using the technology to manipulate people is inevitable as machine learning becomes easier to deploy and more powerful. You no longer need a room full of PhDs to do machine learning, he said. Wang pointed to the Russian disinformation campaign during the 2016 presidential election as a potential forerunner of AI-enhanced information war. Why wouldn't you see techniques from the machine learning space in these campaigns? He said. One trick Wang predicts could be particularly effective is using machine learning to generate fake video and audio. Graduating beyond board games. Alphabet's champion Go-playing software evolved rapidly in 2017. In May, a more powerful version beat Go champions in China. Its creators, research unit DeepMind, subsequently built a version, AlphaGo Zero, that learned the game without studying human play. In December, another upgrade effort birthed AlphaZero, which can learn to play chess and Japanese board game shogi, although not at the same time. That avalanche of notable results is impressive, but also a reminder of AI software's limitations. Chess, shogi, and Go are complex, but all have relatively simple rules and gameplay visible to both opponents. They are a good match for computers' ability to rapidly spool through many possible future positions. But most situations and problems in life are not so neatly structured. That's why DeepMind and Facebook both started working on the multiplayer video game StarCraft in 2017. Neither have yet gotten very far. Right now, the best bots, built by amateurs, are no match for even moderately skilled players. DeepMind researcher Oriol Vinyals told Wired earlier this year that his software now lacks the planning and memory capabilities needed to carefully assemble and command an army while anticipating and reacting to moves by opponents. Not coincidentally, those skills would also make software much better at helping with real-world tasks, such as office work or real military operations. Big progress on StarCraft or similar games in 2018 might presage some powerful new applications for AI. Teaching AI to distinguish right from wrong. Even without new progress in the areas listed above, many aspects of the economy and society could change greatly if existing AI technology is widely adopted. As companies and governments rush to do just that, some people are worried about accidental and intentional harms caused by AI and machine learning. How to keep the technology within safe and ethical bounds was a prominent thread of discussion at the NIPS Machine Learning Conference this month. Researchers have found that machine learning systems can pick up unsavory or unwanted behaviors, such as perpetuating gender stereotypes, when trained on data from our far-from-perfect world. Now some people are working on techniques that can be used to audit the internal workings of AI systems and ensure they make fair decisions when put to work in industries such as finance or healthcare. The next year should see tech companies put forward ideas for how to keep AI on the right side of humanity. Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and others have begun talking about the issue and are members of a new nonprofit called Partnership on AI that will research and try to shape the societal implications of AI. Pressure is also coming from more independent quarters. A philanthropic project called the Ethics and Governance of Artificial Intelligence Fund is supporting MIT, Harvard, and others to research AI and the public interest. A new research institute at NYU, AI Now, has a similar mission. In a recent report, it called for governments to swear off using black box algorithms not open to public inspection in areas such as criminal justice or welfare.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how this family created one of the largest private wineries in the world right now.
We started making wine in 1948. One bottle at a time. Today, we produce nearly 20 million cases a year. Chubb has helped us grow for the past 30 years. They helped us prevent equipment problems during harvest and provided guidance when we started exporting internationally. Now we're working with them on cybersecurity. My grandfather taught me to make a wine that over-delivers. Chubb over-delivers.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.